Song Travels explores the journey singers and songs take together. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. Additional support comes from NPR and NPR member stations.
Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is British jazz vocalist and pianist, Anthony Strong. After receiving his education at the prestigious Guildhall School of Music, he built a reputation as a session pianist and even supported stars including B.B. King. His EP release, De Lovely, reached number one on the UK charts, and he went on to perform at festivals throughout Europe, as well as sold-out shows at Paris's Duc de Lombard Club. After signing with Naive in 2012, he has continued his rise with his album Stepping Out, which features a mix of classic jazz songs and originals. Anthony Strong, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Is this your first time in the United States?
It's my first time as an adult, as a fully grown human, yes. I came as a child with my parents as a tourist, you know. And then later, actually, I did a music tour with my school when I was about 17 or 18 to New York and Boston. This is my first time here doing my thing, as you might say.
I assume your first musical studies were classical music?
Indeed, yes. In fact, I was a clarinetist when I was young.
A clarinetist?
Odd thing to think about looking back.
You still play?
No, not at all. And the weird thing is, now I'm a jazz musician, when I played the clarinet, and I played the clarinet for 10 years, I never even once thought about improvising on it. And I don't know why, and there's some great, you know, clarinetists that improvise. But for me, it was just solely a classical thing, and I played in orchestras, and I got into music school as a clarinetist. And then I think they caught me jamming on the piano sort of 6-7 hours a day and doing 0 hours a day of clarinet practice. So they soon after offered me jazz piano lessons, and that was when I was about 17. And I'm 29 now, so I guess I've been playing jazz piano for about 12 years. And I was just hooked ever since I had my first lesson, yeah.
Certainly all of the other types of music that you studied must influence your jazz playing. Do you think orchestrally when you play?
I'm not sure if I think orchestrally. I try, and when we go on the road, I go out with a 5-piece, so it's me on piano and vocals and bass, drums, sax and trumpet. And whenever we play live as a 5-piece, I try and think of it like a small big band. So in that respect, I kind of think about orchestrations. And sometimes when I'm playing solo piano or free music, I think that probably I can hear more strings and woodwinds and things going on. But it's not necessarily something that I immediately snap to when
you're playing.
When I'm regularly playing, yes. Yeah.
So you've had some lovely success in the UK with your jazz work, and it's all, it seems, come sort of quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it a long time, but it's I've got a great team in London, great agent and manager, great band as well. And so the last 4 or 5 years seem to have kind of really been very exciting. And this last year, obviously, with the release of my last record, very exciting times.
So your newest recording is called Stepping Out, inspired, I assume, by the Irving Berlin song.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, actually, it's called Stepping Out.
Stepping, because
this is the English version. inspired by the great standard.
Well, I'm delighted that you're going to perform some things for us today. And today it's just solo without the group. So we'll hear some of the CD tracks. But would you please play the title track from your Stepping
Absolutely.
Out recording?
Absolutely.
Stepping out with my baby. I can't go wrong cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe. Big day maybe tonight. Stepping out with my honey. Can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny. I keep on knocking wood. There will be smooth sailing while I'm trimming my sails. in my top hat, my white tie and my tails. Oh, stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, it feels so right. Ask me when will the day be, big day maybe tonight.
That is Steppin' Out With My Baby from our guest Anthony Strong's newest recording, Steppin' Out. I'd like to get to another piece here. You've chosen one to perform that was written by Harry Connick.
That is
sort of, I guess, a modern-day standard.
Yeah, I think so. This is Harry Connick's probably my biggest influence, and I love the fact that he's an all-rounder, that he's got a great voice, he's a great piano player, an arranger, performer, you know, he's all these things. A celebrity now as well. When I did my first album, Guaranteed, I wanted to write an album of new standards. So songs that were written in, you know, post-2000, but sound like they were from 1920 to 1940. So that was my first album, Guaranteed, and this is a Harry standard, what I call a Harry standard. This is Recipe for Making Love.
A little bit of me and a whole lot of you, just add a dash of starlight and a dozen roses too. Then let it rise for 100 years or two, and that's the recipe for making love. It doesn't need sugar, cause it's already sweet. It doesn't need an oven, cause it's got a lot of heat. Oh, just add a dash of kisses to make it all complete, and that's the recipe for making love. And if you get it right, you'll know it. It's not like anything you've ever made before. And if you get it wrong, you'll know it, cause it won't keep you coming back for more. I didn't get it from my grandma's book up on the shelf. I didn't get it from a magical and culinary elf. No, a little birdie told me you can make it for yourself, and that's the recipe for making love.
Our guest Anthony Strong performing Recipe for Love live in studio. One of my favorite songwriters is Victor Young, and I feel that he is neglected these days, not very well known.
Yeah, there's a few songwriters like that, I think. Yeah, definitely Victor Young's one of them.
You've included a couple of his songs on your newest CD. I'd love for people to hear the sound of the disc and hear the production on it. Does When I Fall in Love have any particular significance for you?
Well, only in as much as I dreamt about recording with a string section from a very young age, and being in a room conducting my own, you know, arrangements and things like that. So this is a beautiful song from the record, beautifully played by the string section, and I had a great time recording this song.
Is this your own orchestration, or is it your layout? Or
yeah, this is one of my arrangements, and this is me conducting the string section as well.
Oh, well, this is great. When I Fall in Love, performed by our guest Anthony Strong from his newest CD, Stepping Out.
When I fall in love, it will be forever. In a restless world like this is, love has ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun.
That is a classic song with music by Victor Young, performed by our guest, Anthony Strong. How influenced, Anthony, are you by classic songwriting when you write your own material?
That's a hard question. I never really thought about it. I mean, obviously, I have all of these different inspirations from Victor Young, you just mentioned, instrumentalists, other singers, other modern day songwriters. And I kind of, in my head, they're just all of these different bits and pieces over the years, which I've just are ingrained now. And so people like Stevie Wonder, Burt Bacharach, and Paul McCartney, lots of modern day songwriters definitely influence me. Yeah, I love modern music. I love pop music and soul music. So someone like Stevie Wonder is a huge inspiration.
For so many people I speak to on this program, he is. Hmm. So certain songs in different places become popular. I've discovered in my career, I go to certain countries or certain places and people know certain works from my repertoire. There's a song that seems to have gotten big for you in some places.
Yeah.
For Once in My Life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is from De Lovely, which is my second release. And I mean, I've got to be honest, this arrangement, this is wholly inspired by Harry Connick Jr. But we did a little video for this and we put it online and this proved to be a very successful song for me. Yeah.
Let's listen to your recording of it from Anthony Strong's second disc, De Lovely, For Once in My Life.
For once in my life, I've got someone who needs me. Someone I've needed for so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. But once I can touch what my heart used to dream of, long before I knew. Somebody warm like you
Oh, that's a great song. It's a great song for Once in My Life. Mm. It almost never saw the light of day. Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen heard the song when they were in Detroit. The composer played it for them, and they said, this song will never go anywhere. The guy was trying to get them to publish it, and they turned it down.
Wow.
But then, of course, Stevie Wonder recorded it, and truly the rest, as they say, is history.
Wow, I never knew that.
For our last song, I'd love to do something with you at the piano, because you're such a marvelous accompanist. I'd love to sing Caressed by Your Chords.
Oh, I'd love to.
There's a song that you recorded on the Stepping Out disc that I'd like to sing with you. It's Victor Young and Ned Washington, who won an Oscar for When You Wish Upon a Star. Beautiful lyric. 1948, I think, is the year the song was written. So let's do it. My Foolish Heart.
Your lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade. It's love, this time it's love, my foolish heart.
That was beautiful, Anthony. I love doing that with you. Thank you.
No, thank you. That's great.
It's really wonderful to have this time with you. Thank you for your talent and for being here, and I look forward to what's to come.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you, and all the best.
To hear the full Song Travels broadcast, tune in to your NPR station. Visit npr.org to find the station in your area. Support for Song Travels comes from NPR and the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. Song Travels is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. Learn more about the artists and music on the series by visiting our website, scetv.org/songtravels.